Our readings today on our Moment of Joy come from Isaiah 7, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 8, verse 10, Psalm 40, verses 7 through 11, and Hebrews 10, 4 through 10, and Luke 1, 26 through 38. This is titled, Mary Said Yes. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Luke 1, 38. Today is the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. As our first readings show us, God's plan to save mankind goes way back. The Catechism of the Catholic Church summarizes this amazing story. Quote, throughout the Old Covenant, the mission of many holy women prepared for that of Mary. At the very beginning, there was Eve. Despite her disobedience, she receives the promise of a posterity that will be victorious over the evil one, as well as the promise that she will be the mother of all the living. By virtue of this promise, Sarah conceives a son in spite of her old age. Against all human expectation, God chooses those who were considered powerless and weak to show forth his faithfulness to his promises. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Deborah, Ruth, Judith, and Esther, and many other women. Mary stands out among the poor and humble of the Lord, who confidently hope for and receive salvation from him. After a long period of waiting, the times are fulfilled in her, the exalted daughter of Zion, and the new plan of salvation is established. End quote. And that's from 489 in the Catechism. God also loved us out of eternity. Because of Mary's yes at the Annunciation, God's plan for our eternal life unfolds. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, for giving us Mary Immaculate as our Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have a great day. You matter.